Petula's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Coastal cities around the world, including Jakarta, Bangkok, Ho Chi Minh City and Shanghai, are sinking, posing catastrophic risks to roads, buildings and key infrastructure. A study by Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, combined with population data from the UN, reveals nearly 76 million people live in parts of these cities that have subsided. Our interviewee this morning says this should set alarm bells in every coastal urban region, including here in Ireland. Alan Brown is CEO of Irish engineering tech platform Sorvo, and he joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are these coastal cities sinking?
Well, it's probably a perfect storm, a combination of climate change, population growth, unplanned development, and actually, you know, accessing groundwater too much.
And why does Ireland need to take notice of this study?
Well, I think we've a lot of coastal cities. We probably don't have the challenges of being built in river deltas like a lot of these cities that are sinking. But our infrastructure is definitely under pressure, and we do have climate change and rising sea levels.
And how are groundwater management, climate and infrastructure resilience all interlinked?
Well, the big challenge we have, we talk about climate change, sea levels rising, but actually it's relative sea levels rising that matter. So if you actually have a situation where you have your ground level subsiding, the relative level of sea level rising is much faster. So if groundwater has been taken out, the ground level slips down, and then actually you have a real challenge with your sea level rising.
Okay. And are there warning signs for Ireland's own ageing infrastructure in terms of roads, energy grids and telecoms in this area?
Well, we definitely have challenges. Our water infrastructure, some of it is actually Victorian. So there are challenges. And, you know, water and power are the two most important things we have to have for development. And whatever we can do to speed up the development of those is definitely going to help the country.
We need housing here in Ireland. What does this mean for the construction of much needed homes?
Well, the two biggest things that I think that are really holding up our development of homes is water and power. And the water infrastructure, it's a real challenge of how we're going to do that. And resilient power, we've seen it around the data centres, all those challenges. It's the same problem with housing. If we can sort out water and power, we'll be able to sort out our housing challenge much more quickly.
And how do you foresee that happening? What needs to be done?
Well, the best way that we can understand where we need to understand where we are today. And this is what we're trying to do is actually help people to visualize the exact situation that we have today, and then use some technology to try and predict if we're going to have failure or actually where we need to replace infrastructure.
And tell me what role your firm plays in that. What does your engineering firm Sorvo do in this area?
So we're all about, getting geospatial data into the hands of experts. So geospatial data is any type of data about the surface of the earth or things close to the surface of the earth. And that is what actually determines how our infrastructure sustains itself. So if we can get this most insightful data by combining different things, whether it's satellite data, GPS data, imagery, if we can combine all those things together, we can help the experts make better decisions.
And who are those experts? Who do you work with?
We work with the likes of National Highways in the UK, road engineers, TII here in Ireland, local authorities, Irish Water, ESB. So we deal with all of these major infrastructure people. We're trying to get more and more data into the hands of experts.
And how is that working out? I'd imagine you're very busy.
It's been really good. We've actually seen that the key thing is actually to be able to get so much data together and actually give it in the most visual way possible, so that the people can actually see the challenges really before they're going to happen.
And what's your outlook for both your firm and for the infrastructure here in Ireland?
Well, you know, we're very lucky. We probably have some challenges that things take longer than we might like. But, you know, economically, we're in a pretty good position. We do invest in our infrastructure. Our challenges are definitely around some of the planning delays that we have around infrastructure. But, you know, the opportunity is huge for us as a business. But I think the opportunity for Ireland is fantastic.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Alan Brown, CEO of Irish engineering tech platform Sorvo, thank you for coming on the programme. We'll have more business news in the next hour.